Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, we would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency, and thank you for thank you and your team for the efforts to facilitate the adoption of the report of the conference on disarmament. We support your approach to make the adoption of a factual report possible this year. Madam President, we have heard a proposal from some delegations to include the country names that applied for the non-member participation on paragraph 9, and I would like to share our comments regarding this matter. I would like to remind all that there were no references to the applicant's name, whose applications are not approved by the conference in the previous reports, specifically the reports of 2019, 2020, 2021, when there were objections to various applications by several delegations. Therefore, we should avoid any double standards in order to reach a factual report. The draft report has already referenced to the number of applications received, as it was the case in the past. We find this approach factual and consistent with the agreed writing related to this matter. Therefore, any country names that are not non-members should not be included in the report. With this opportunity, I would like to present very briefly our proposal for a change in the second sentence of the same paragraph to replace the expression of was unable to with the word did not. The word unable has a negative connotation that implies the conference does not have the competence, resource, or time to make a decision on the matter, which does not reflect the truth. The simple truth is that the conference did not take any decision on the request, although it has had the ability, mandate, and competence to take one. Our proposal is fully compatible with the agreed language in the previous reports and provides a factual outlook of the situation consistent with the past reports. The proposal has already been shared with the Secretariat for due consideration. Last but not least, we may share further comments and proposals on the draft in the following days, and we are ready to work with you and all other delegations for a successful outcome. Thank you, Madam President.